Bilam says, Hashem sees nothing wrong with Yaakov. לא היה צריך שום עמל כדי לקרב את ישראל לאביהם שבשמיים ולקבל את התורה. He says, לא ראה עמל בישראל. It does, Hashem doesn't see Israel working hard. What does that mean? We're all slouches? It means when the Jews were supposed to accept the Torah, it didn't require work. The people said, נעשה ונשמע. We're ready to do what Hashem wants. So Bilam says, we look at the Torah, he tells Balak, we can begin to understand how a person leads his life in adherence with these mitzvot. They? Lora amal b'Yisrael. You didn't see the Jewish people having to work hard. The people as a unit said, we accept, we're going to do the will of Hashem. And that's why he says, Hashem Elokav imo utuat melech bo. You can see, as you look at them, a people who Hashem is with, and they have a bond and a relationship with Hashem. It's reflective by Lo Ra'a Amal B'Yisrael. Look at the fact that they as a people accepted it, and you didn't see them having to have a consensus. Let's appoint leaders. Let's sit down and analyze this. We're making a national decision. Let's have representatives of each tribe. No. The people as a people were ready to respond right away. If God has a system and He's telling us how to lead life, we're ready. That, says Bilam, shows you that they have a relationship. There's something right about it. Just like when you have a friendship, you don't sit there and decide, do I like this guy? Don't I like this guy? It flows. When you meet Mrs. Wright, right? There was a girl who went to, what do they call those people who read handwriting? Graphologist, right. So she dated one guy. She went to a graphologist. The graphologist told the story. She's already getting older. She goes to the graphologist, and the graphologist says, I don't know what to tell you. So the girl says, what's the problem? She says, I think he's a thief. I think he's a liar. I think he's a con artist. I think he's leading a double life, and he's not telling you who he really is. So the girl says, I thought I was going to get engaged to this guy. She says, do your research. So the girl does her homework, and she sees the graphologist was right. Okay. 2 years pass. She comes back to the graphologist. And she says, I'm about to get engaged. I want to hear what you say. So the graphologist says, you know he has a temper. She says, no, I don't know he has a temper. He says, yeah, maybe you should date a little bit more. And the graphologist says a few more juicy things about the guy. And the girl leaves her. And she doesn't know what the girl did. And then another 5 years pass, and she sees the girl, and she's walking with a baby carriage. So she thinks, maybe she married that guy. I told her, okay. So she doesn't want to say anything. She's on one side of the street. The girl's on the other side of the street. And then the girl sees her. So she crosses over and she says, oh, it's so good to see you. So the graphologist says, I see you're married. That's wonderful. So the girl says, yeah, you were right. I didn't marry the second guy. You were right. I continued dating. He had a temper. And then a few months later, I met my husband and we got married. So the graphologist said, if I was right on the first guy and I was right on the second guy, why didn't you come to me with the third guy? So she said, you know, when it's right, you don't need all that. So Rav Chalap says, Truat Melech Bo, the people of Israel, when they connect to Hashem, when it's right, you don't need all of that. You don't need to appoint people to say, do we do this, don't we do this? It's a national decision. Let's figure out whether we want to do this or not. The people as a whole said, we're ready. We want it. Says Bilam, there are different people. Lo ra'a amal b'Yisrael, when Hashem saw that the Jewish people didn't, when I see, says Bilam, that the Jewish people don't have to work hard to come to that conclusion, we accept Torah, that tells you truat melech bo.
Do you think the word